industry he is currently in, but information shared with the Associated Press indicates that the person is in a country that will not allow U.S. military on the ground. Administration officials also say that the CIA has drones watching that suspect, who was accused of being an Al-Qaeda facilitator who's been directly responsible for deadly attacks against U.S. citizens overseas, and who continues to plan attacks against them that would use improvised explosive devices. So why not just kill him as the U.S. did U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki? I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, the CIA wants to take out a U.S. citizen living overseas who is accused of helping Al-Qaeda carry out attacks against Americans overseas. So why not just kill him? Well, since the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki by drone strike, the Obama administration has issued some new rules, including that these so-called targeted strikes be carried out by the military, and that the target must also pose a continuing imminent threat to U.S. persons. Now, this is where things get messy, because even though the military and the CIA say that this person is a threat, they have offered no evidence, no proof whatsoever that that is the case. Now, the Justice Department is actually building the case against him, but here's the biggest problem. The case isn't going to a grand jury or into the justice system. No, the Justice Department is simply working to build a case that they will present to the president for review, and the president gets to decide this man's fate. Which means that despite the fact that we're pretending in the media that there's a new system in place, it's still a completely lawless system that allows a president to decide whether or not to kill a citizen who has simply been accused of a crime, but has had not one bit of evidence presented against him in court. No due process. For all the stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, February 13th, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Tomorrow, of course, Valentine's Day. So if you have not yet acquired your traditional ritual romantic offering for your significant other, you still have the rest of the day, assuming you can get out there and get to the stores, because, of course, the big story today in the corporate media continues to be these horrendous storms that have paralyzed most of the Atlantic seaboard as the heavy storm is moving through Georgia. Another storm is settling in over the New England area again. The corporate media is spending a lot of time covering it because they can't get out and do anything else. And they're literally, in a lot of cases, they're snowed in to their news buildings, and all they can do is point a camera out the window and look at the snow and ice and say, wow, there's a lot of snow and ice out there. You know, is Al Gore available for a comment? And, of course, the answer is a huge, resounding no. Up in Chicago, they've already gone $4.5 million over budget for snow removal for the entire year of 2014, and this is only February. And it underscores the fact that when you have politics trumping the real world, you are setting yourself up for an epic fail. And we have all across the country, whether it's Chicago, Detroit, the Lake Michigan front, Atlanta, New York, Boston, everywhere, all these places, the reason they are in such dire trouble right now is they were not prepared, because they've been told for the last 10 years snow and ice are a thing of the past. You don't need to spend money on road grit. You don't need to stockpile salt. You don't need to do any of those preparations anymore. It's going to be warm, pleasant, snow-free, ice-free winters, and it did not happen. And now they're caught off guard. And it's pretty intense out there. We got about 500,000 people now there, still without power across the southeast. We have no idea how many people are literally freezing to death inside their homes right now. 5,000 flights canceled today. Still can't get anything moving out of the airports. And it's a horrendous situation. Now, perhaps not unsurprisingly, the carbon Nazis are already starting to rally to try and find some way to still yank their carbon credit, carbon tax scam from the jaws of this obvious defeat here. And amazingly enough, I'm not kidding you, I saw this was earlier today over at The Guardian in Great Britain, where they're going on there and saying, you know, all this snow and ice, this is just a pause. They're back to that whole thing. It's a pause in global warming. Human-caused global warming is real. It's still a threat. It's still we've had a little snow and ice. It's just a pause here. Or the heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean. They're just continuing to say anything at all they think they can say that you would believe, where they can just wait for the spring thaw and say, yep, we're back to collecting a carbon tax. And I think at this point, the vast majority of people have lost all patience with this whole fraud. And the time has come to stand up to anybody in the corporate media or the government or IPCC or the rest of it who's still out there talking about human-caused global warming and saying, this is nonsense. Are you on drugs? And if you are, why are you not sharing them with us? Because you've got to be on some really good stuff right now to still be talking about human-caused global warming in the middle of yet another record ice and snow storm. Now, we will applaud you for your commitment to your scams and frauds, but come on, at some point you got to draw a line. If at first you don't succeed, lie again, then quit because you're looking like morons now. But I'm not kidding. They're out there saying, oh, no, this is just, it's the pause in human-caused global warming. We're going to be 50 years from now in the middle of the new little ice age, and they're still going to be out there saying, oh, no, there's human-caused global warming. This is just a pause. It's just a temporary pause. The heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean. It's waiting to leap out unless you pay the... These people are absolutely shameless. We have people in the United States of America freezing to death in their homes right now because of inadequate preparations by the government, all because of this human-caused global warming nonsense. Everybody behind this scam is guilty of manslaughter for all these people freezing to death. Remember, we're talking about this law they had down in Florida that it is a crime to cover yourself while you're sleeping homeless with paper or bedding or anything else you can find. It's a brain-dead law to begin with, even in the best of times, and in the middle of this record-setting winter. And it's just completely bogus. Deaths have resulted from the misrepresentation of climate reality all across planet Earth. And these people who did that misrepresentation ought to be going to jail for manslaughter. The blood from these people who have frozen to death is on the hands of these global warming kooks. Now, then over at Fox News, they're still trying to find a way to somehow reconcile their claim that 97% of global of climatologists are still in agreement there's human-caused global warming with the reality that none of the prognostications have come out. And in fact, Fox News is being accurate. They're saying basically 95% of all the claims made about global warming that have occurred since Al Gore launched this whole scam 10 years ago were flat out wrong. And the spin is, okay, yeah, it didn't work out the way we said it was going to, but the underlying theory is still sound. That's where they are with this right now. They're now having to admit that their predictions were wrong, and they're still saying, well, the predictions were wrong, but our theory is still right. Therefore, we have to have carbon credits and carbon tax. They're not going to let go. They are not going to let go. They have invested their own personal fortunes. They've invested their reputations. They've invested their academic credentials. They've invested everything in pushing forward this human-caused global warming scam because they wanted to become rich. Al Gore wanted to be the world's first carbon billionaire. He said so. He came right out and he said that was what this was all about. He was going to become the world's first carbon trading billionaire. And he's because scam. He and his cronies have made out like bandits. They didn't make as much as they wanted to. And I'm sure they're whining and crying about that right now. But that's what this was all about. It was another money-making scam. And a lot of innocent people got hurt, got killed. We don't know how many Americans right now, this moment, as I'm speaking to you, are freezing to death, breathing their last painful, icy breaths all across the eastern seaboard of the United States. We don't know. We can't know. Nobody can get at them. All we know is a lot of people, because of the harsh economy, don't have adequate fuel oil. Remember, we were looking at the end of last year during one of these earlier storms where people couldn't get the fuel oil delivered to their home to heat the homes. There just wasn't enough around there. There weren't enough stockpiles. Why? Oh, we don't need to worry about adequate supplies of heating oil. It's going to be another mild winter without any snow or ice or anything. Can you imagine the utter soullessness and ruthlessness of people who will go out there in order to make themselves a fast carbon buck and set up their fellow Americans to freeze slowly to death in their own homes. That is the level of morality or absence of morality we are seeing in the promoters of human-caused global warming. We may never hear that number. Maybe one of those huge embarrassment numbers that the government won't want you to think about. As spring warms up and the neighbors begin to realize there's something smelly in that house next door. Oh, no, we don't need to talk about that. We have more important things to worry about. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Idiot Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies? Listening to Mike Sincero. Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, earlier today, there was a bit of a kerfuffle opening up between the United States and Afghanistan in regards to the release of 65 accused terror suspects from the Bagram CIA's torture center in Afghanistan. And as one of his parting shots, Hamid Karzai has released these 65 insurgents. From prison, the U.S. government is extremely upset. Saying terrorists, they've all done terrible things. They've torn the tags off their couch cushions in the middle of the night. They tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting. They're doing all these evil things, and nobody should even look or talk to these people, and they should never have been let go. Now, the real issue is actually quite a bit darker. We know from other prisoners released from U.S. torture centers that far worse things than waterboarding have been done to these people. Things involving very sharp knives on very tender parts of people's anatomy. And even though there is zero evidence that any of these 65 prisoners have actually done anything that represents a threat to the national security of the United States of America, Obama wanted them kept locked up. Just like they've got all these people down at Guantanamo, which even that kangaroo court military tribunal says these guys have not done anything. They should be released, and the Obama administration is saying, no, we got to keep them locked up. They're a threat to the national security. No, what they are is an embarrassment because their bodies have got all these scars. And that's what's going on over here with these 65 prisoners just released from Bagram. We're already seeing the corporate media out there with third-party interviews. Oh, yes, I know these people are going to go back to the Taliban. They're going to go back. They're going to kill Americans. We really should not have let them go. And what they're trying very hard to do is to head off that moment when some of these 65 prisoners are going to be interviewed in the independent foreign press and get to tell their stories what's been going on. Because it is a huge political nightmare for the United States government to be openly exposed as using torture to coerce confessions. Apparently, they've gone back to work on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They waterboarded him a few more times, and he's now going to say that he helped shoot down Hindenburg or something. And that's what this is really all about. So the U.S. government is now, they're in a bit of a panic here. Because they were already working as hard as they could to try and get this new extended agreement for the U.S. to stay in Afghanistan. And now Karzai has just basically thrown a major monkey wrench into the works by saying, we're going to release these 65 people. They're not suspects. We have no evidence they've done anything wrong. We're going to let them go. So what is the U.S. going to do? Are they going to drone strike 65 people out of a clear blue sky rather than let the foreign press talk to them? Maybe they are that desperate. But that's what this is really all about. If these 65 people really had committed some kind of a crime against the United States government, they would already have been executed by now. They're being held incommunicado, or they were being held incommunicado, just like these other prisoners down at Guantanamo, because they are an embarrassment. The U.S. doesn't have an excuse to kill them because they haven't committed a crime that anybody can prove or document. They're being held because they were tortured into creating these politically expedient confessions that turned out to be completely bogus. That wonderful movie about the situation in Iraq, The Green Zone, where our protagonist is going all over Baghdad looking for the weapons of mass destruction. And everywhere they're sent, it's just these old, empty, dirty buildings. And he says, what happens the next time the United States needs the world to believe us? And the attitude of our CIA protagonist is, it doesn't really matter. We won. We're not going to give it back. That's all that matters. We won. We got in here and we won. And all of this arrogance and this extraction of confession by torture, it's now coming back to haunt the United States of America. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing today there, big guy?
Well, I'm still working on getting better. My energy kind of comes and goes. It's going to be about probably at least another month before I'm sort of back to my normal obnoxious self.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Mike, you were hitting the ball on the head about this global warming scam. You know, Michael, what I would suggest is that there's a town down in Siberia out of Russia. I just saw the other day where the temperature was minus 53 and the wind chill was minus 83 degrees. And, of course, like Alaska, when it's very cold, they have to have their outdoor Johns outside to go out because the piping inside would bust.
Yes.
All these guys that say it's warming up, they should ought to take them down there and let them run around in their bathing suits and their shorts for a little while and let them taste a little of the real cold and then come back and give us a report about global warming, you know? So,
well,
anyways, Michael, thanks for taking my call, and I'll talk to you later and pray for you, brother. Love you. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. These people promoting human-caused global warming, they know it's a joke. They know it is a joke, okay? They set out to say, we want to become insanely rich. How are we going to do it? Oh, well, we've got to guilt the population of the world into paying for their license to exist on Earth. I mean, that's basically the thinking is all this carbon credit money, all this carbon tax is basically they're taxing you for being part of the biosystem of planet Earth. And the only way they could make that work is to somehow convince you that your normal going around and being alive and being part of the biosphere of planet Earth represents a bad thing for which you should be forced to atone through the sacrifice of your wealth and obedience. It's amazing some of the things that advertising can convince people of. And I know because a lot of years ago, I used to work in advertising. I was very good at it. I won Clio Awards and Hugo's and all the rest of this other kind of stuff for going on out there and messing with people's heads, which is where I know a lot of how this stuff works. And this idea, like laboratory-made baby formula, this idea that what comes out of the mother's own body is somehow inferior to what's coming out of somebody's chemistry set over there at the pharmaceutical company, and yet it does work. It does tend to work here. So the whole goal of human-caused global warming was to find some way to make the human race think they were somehow bad for the planet in order to charge them a fee to sell them a solution. And that's really what it was all about. And there had been some huge embarrassments. They had one of their big global warming conferences up, I think it was in Norway, during one of the first winters where they said it was going to be a mild winter, and it absolutely froze over. And ever since then, of course, they never have a global warming conference unless it's someplace in the tropics and in the middle of summer, and they turn off the air conditioning to make sure everybody sweats a little bit more. And it's all PR, and it's all advertising, and it's all there to convince you that just by being alive and standing here on the surface of planet Earth, you are committing some kind of an egregious crime against the planet for which you must be forced to atone by means of your checkbook. And they know it's a fraud. They sold out their science for funding. They sold out their honor for media attention. They sold out their last bit of integrity for publication and tenure. It's called the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold is going to decide the science up to a reasonable point. What is really interesting looking at our current situation is even though I am a strong supporter of the sciences and science education and certainly the application of scientific method, corporatized, politicized science is in the process of tearing itself to pieces right before our very eyes over this global warming nonsense. Going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, I want to step back here a little bit to where we were talking about the release of these 65 suspects from Bagram over in Afghanistan, and what a huge, major embarrassment it's going to be for the United States government, because the issue isn't whether or not these 65 people had ever done anything for which they should be locked up and tortured for. It's the fact that they were tortured. And there's no reason to keep them locked up. And now that Karzai has let them go, it is only a matter of time before the international press starts interviewing these guys and gets their side of the story. How they got shot to Bagram, how they got tortured, how they got basically coerced into making completely bogus confessions to support the U.S. War agenda. We're down in real Nazi territory here. in terms of the behavior of the United States government, grabbing people, torturing them to get confessions to say, they have signatures on the papers, they did terrible things, we are marching off to war, we're going to the war, and just, basically that's it. Exactly the same kind of crud we have seen every empire and tyranny in history do, torture some convenient confessions out of some poor patsy, and then use that to go on out and declare war. And so the U.S. government is out there screaming, they can't let the 65 people go, these are all potential terrorists, they're going to be suspects, they're going to be doing blah, 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 blah. What's going on here is there is no national security aspect to this. It's national embarrassment. It's the fact that this administration, as has its predecessor, simply discarded the rules, ignored the Bill of Rights, ignored the law, just said, we're going to go out and have some fun. We're going to have a war. We're going to have a lot of fun here. It's going to be really kind of a great thing to do there. And they have no accountability whatsoever, which brings us to an important story coming out of Wired. And it has to do with this young lady. Who has become an icon in that she is the frickin' citizen to successfully get her name pulled off the no-fly list. This is Rahina Ibrahim. Now, this whole idea of a no-fly list, first of all, it in and of itself is unconstitutional. Travel is a constitutionally protected right in the United States of America. And there is absolutely no law that allows the government to simply say, we're going to say that these people cannot travel. Because they might be evil. That is simply unconstitutional. The government is not allowed to interfere with your constitutional rights unless and until there is hard evidence that you have committed an actual overt crime or action against the U.S. government. So anyway, we're talking about this story that has been growing over the last 7 years that involved litigation, something like $4 million worth of lawyer time to federal appeals court visits, and it all centers on this wheelchair-bound Stanford University scholar who was basically cuffed, detained, and denied a flight from San Francisco to Hawaii. And what it's all about, after 7 years and $4 million, you know what it was all about? Somebody checked the wrong box on a piece of paper. That's what this was all about. Somebody checked the wrong box, just accidentally put this Rahina Ibrahim on the no-fly list, and nobody would say, ooh, gee, we goofed. And so from that point on, instead of admitting to the fact that, hey, we made a mistake, mistakes happen, that's why they put erasers on the end of pencils. Obama administration spent years and millions of tax dollars trying to cover it up, and say, well, we can't tell you why, but we know we had a really good reason for putting this wheelchair-bound woman on the no-fly list. And they kept going back to using the so-called state secrets privilege to block any inquiry by this 48-year-old woman whose only goal was to clear her name and say, there is no reason for me to be on the no-fly list. And as it turns out, there wasn't. She was not supposed to be on the no-fly list. Somebody just slipped with a pencil. That was it. That's what started this whole seven-year episode. And it underscores the fact this government has no sense of responsibility and accountability. They will put you on the no-fly list with a flick of a wrist and then spend millions of tax dollars to keep you there so they don't have to admit they screwed up. Well, you did screw up. You screwed up royalty. Remember what Richard Nixon used to say, it isn't the crime that gets you. It's the cover-up. And that's exactly what happened here. And this is why these two stories dovetail together. Because what's going on with these 65 inmates at Bagram is the same thing that's going on with all of those other inmates down at Guantanamo, which even the U.S.-owned kangaroo court military tribunal says, these guys are innocent. They should be let go. They have done no crime against the United States. They should be freed. And the Obama administration's attitude is, we can't let them out. The press is going to talk to them and find out we were carving, you know, Michelle initials into tender bits of their body. We can't have that. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here real quick. John in Barbados. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, just to continue the conversation about these 65 guys who've been released, from prison and the Bagram Torture Center. There was a statement made by one guy who was released from Gitmo and returned to Britain, and he said that the captain who released him said to him, well, you may not have been a terrorist when you arrived here, but you certainly will be now after all the torture. And that is, I mean, these guys, when they tell their friends, their families and what have you, what happened to them, there's going to be a backlash. And as you know, they're not insurgents. These are ordinary Afghans who've been arrested and put in prison and tortured. And in fact, Afghanistan and America are party to the Geneva Conventions. And now these guys, having been released, not only do they have the right, but a duty to attack the American soldiers to prevent further war crimes. That is in the Geneva Articles of the Geneva Convention. So well, watch out.
The United States, first of all, it was in the United States' interest to create a population of obvious anti-American fanatics, which is what generally happens when you take people off the street just doing their ordinary lives, torture them, force them to watch while you torture their children, other kind of things we know this, the U.S. is doing. The U.S. was creating this fanatical anti-American faction to wag at us in order to justify the war. But you're absolutely right. They created these people out of thin air. Most of these people were arrested purely for the cash reward that was being offered, these bounties that were going out there. And it was just this complete self-fulfilling machine to create this Al-Qaeda enemy where it didn't really exist, in order to have this demon, this enemy, this Emmanuel Goldstein for the Daily 2-Minute Hate, to sell the wars against all of these Muslim countries. And the reality is that the people who were behind this understood very well. They were taking innocent people and torturing them in order to turn them into people who were going to eventually be released from prison and saying, yes, I hate America. Well, if America came into your country and behaved the way the United States has been behaving, you probably would not be feeling very warm and fuzzy about them as well. And that was basically the whole idea, to literally create, through torture and extreme violence, the very kind of fanatical population that needed to be presented as part of the media campaign to sell these wars.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm coming at it from a more legal standpoint, because in the again referring to the Geneva Conventions, these people, these Taliban, are not insurgents. They are Afghans, and they are formed just like the French Marquis, the French Underground. They have formed an irregular guerrilla force to attack the illegal occupiers of their country.
Well, every country has an inherent right to resist outside occupation. You need to remember, though, Taliban, the word Taliban simply means student. And all it means is when the Soviet Union abandoned Afghanistan and the United States basically pulled out and dropped the post-war ball game, the students simply got together and said, oh, I guess we're the government now. And they set up an Afghanistan where opium production was illegal. If you were caught with an opium poppy, they'd cut your hand off. It's a very effective anti-drug policy, I might add. And things went along just fine until we had, in the mid-1990s, this consortium of oil companies, including UNOCAL, who went in and said, we want to purchase the land passage rights for a gas pipeline from the Caspian Sea down to an Indian Ocean terminal. And they couldn't agree on a price. And that was when the U.S. government said, well, we'll just invade Afghanistan and put the pipeline in there. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll come back to this after these few words.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks.
WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I'm finding myself once again embroiled in an ongoing email debate, which I basically at this point I've decided to stop wasting my time because this guy's position is absolutely untenable and unsupportable. And it goes back to a comment I made before about the relationship between we, the people of the United States of America, and the government, specifically the central federal government, and this absolute out-of-control period of police brutality we find ourselves in. And this individual has attempted to engage me in a debate before, and I think he's probably a police officer himself, because his attitude continues to be, look, whatever the police tell you, you just do and let the courts settle it out later on. And, of course, my position is we have seen repeatedly that the courts do not enforce the law against ordinary police officers. Police are there was that story the other day where they grabbed this guy and tased his genitals right in front of his family. That doesn't sound like to protect and to serve to me. And there's probably going to be a civil law. There is a civil lawsuit out of it. But we're seeing the courts continuously support the police and say whatever the police do, that's absolutely right. That is not what the United States is supposed to be. Nazi Germany, yes. Stasi, yes. KGB, yeah. GRU, yes. Any tyranny and dictatorship, do what the police tells you. But that's not the United States of America. The law in the United States is very clear, and it is underlined by a couple of United States Supreme Court decisions. The first one is Marbury versus Madison, which says laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Implicit in that decision is the right of we the people to make that determination for ourselves. It is the federal government that is required to comply with the United States Supreme Court decisions. The Supreme Court exists to tell the government what is constitutional and what isn't. But we, the American people, retain the right to decide for ourselves if what the government is doing is in compliance with that Constitution, because it's our Constitution. It says so right up at the top, we the people. So we have seen this incredible epidemic of police brutality against innocent Americans since 9/11. The regular police departments of the United States of America have murdered, and I use that word deliberately, murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as are claimed to have been killed by terrorists. 8 times. In cold blood, through accident, stupidity, malice, recklessness, brains melted on SSRIs. And the courts will not hold them to account. Now again, going back to the United States Supreme Court, there's a decision called John Bad Elk versus United States, which states, when the police themselves are in compliance with the law, you as a citizen owe them your cooperation and your support, which makes perfect sense to me. I don't have a reason to argue with that part. The issue is when the police themselves are acting outside the law, what's supposed to happen? Because when the police department, which are supposed to be upholding and enforcing the laws, are themselves in violation, what is there for the citizen to do? And what the United States Supreme Court said under John Bad Elk versus United States is when the police are themselves engaged in illegal activity, we the people have a right to resist and to protect ourselves up to and including the use of lethal force. So let me give you a hypothetical, which is where I was leaving off this last email. Since 9/11, the police departments in the United States of America have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as are ascribed to have been killed by terrorists. Now just imagine if the very first innocent murder of an American was followed by the immediate lynching of that police officer. Do you think we would still be looking at a statistic of the police departments murdering 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists? Probably not. Probably not. And I know this individual who's trying to engage me in this email debate is trying to sell the idea that we should just all live on our knees and grovel and try and look as helpless and as powerless in front of the badge and the uniform in the hope that they'll just pass us over and not harm us and not muss us our little hair. But that's not the United States of America. Because those police departments, like the government itself, are supposed to be working for the American people. And that means they got to play by the rules. And if they don't like it, have the decency to resign. I'm sure there's a lot of other things that need doing in this country, filling in the potholes in the road. And I know there's a certain mindset of people who love to wear badges and uniforms and carry guns around and push other people around. But that is not the job description. And we have reached a point right now where Americans are justifiably furious at this very obvious pattern of repression and oppression by the organized police departments of this country against ordinary citizen. They still can't do a thing about street crime. They don't want to do a thing about street crime. If crime were to actually go down, people would say, well, look, you know, if street crime's going down, let's get rid of the police department so they're not shooting our dogs in our front yards anymore. But we are in a police state. And I'm getting very, very angry at people who are out there trying to sell the idea that this is somehow a good thing. No, it isn't. And I want to make myself very clear here again. I'm not advocating a violent assault against the government because I know that's what they really want. When the police are themselves in compliance with the law, they will have my support and obedience. And when the police are not in compliance with the law, I will treat them as I would any other criminal. And so should you. We're going to grab a phone call here. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the police issue. I mean, I've had an experience myself, you know, and I've told you about it before, about the cops doing stuff to me and my wife. But the police officer who beat the homeless man in California, and this article is on RBN, he was at a restaurant, and basically the people in the restaurant ran him out of there.
Good for them. And good for them.
Exactly.
Absolutely good for them.
Exactly. And when we can't get justice in the courts, the American people are going to get justice anyway. And if this guy's still walking around and breathing in a year, I'm going to be surprised.
I think it's absolutely a great thing because, you know, we do have a right to decide for ourselves who we're going to associate with, freedom of association. And that means that if we don't want to associate with these uniformed thugs, these goons, you know, who are throwing their weight around to try and keep us all cowed down, it's not working. That's the really obvious part about this story that we're seeing here. It's the fact that this police abuse against ordinary law-abiding citizens isn't working. It isn't keeping us silent. It's ticking us off. It's making us angrier every single day, and we are going to come up to the point. And I don't want to see it happen to somebody, you know, where their family's going to get harmed by it. But if the police themselves do not take it upon themselves to pull back a little bit, we're going to start seeing citizen attacks against abusive police officers in the full spirit of John Bedell versus United States, and the situation will escalate from there. And what we need to do right now is we need to be making a point of saying what is leading us into this crisis is not the behavior of law-abiding citizens, but the behavior of criminal police officers.
Exactly, and that's what's going to happen. And I believe the police have been intentionally militarized to crack down on people so that we don't protest. I mean, they went out of their way to beat and pepper spray people.
Yeah, well, that didn't work very well, did it?
No, but during the Wall Street protest, they went out of their way to do that, and the city of New York now has thousands of lawsuits on the books about people suing the police for police brutality. But when that doesn't work, and the courts have proven that they won't decide in favor of the people are going to get justice.
No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And the idea is whoever was planning all of this out, again, they're coming out of that mindset from the height of the Cold War, 1950s and 1960s, and they still think the psychological warfare methods that worked back then still work today the same way, and they don't. They absolutely don't. It is a completely, completely different society. We got to take a break for commercials and other news, and we'll be right back.